Hi, Betty.
Yeah.
Why have you given me this microphone? Does this do something?
Should have a little effect on it.
Mic check.
Oh. Check it.
What's this effect?
I think this is a big digital reverb, actually. Let me give you a little spring.
Paddy from Roundhead Studios here in
Kia ora.
The BFM studio with us for Tools of the Trade.
What the heck have you brought in, Paddy?
I have brought in two very important little delay units in our studio. One being, which we're currently using, a tape echo. And the other, which we'll show off in a little bit, is a Bucket Brigade delay with a fun little backstory as well.
The tape echo is an awesome looking piece of kit. It's got a glass plate on top of it, which is feeding out like a stream of tape onto a clear silver plate, and then feeding it back into the machine.
Yeah, it's like a big old like tapeworm or something, or like a snake.
The interesting thing about this for me is it's a brand new unit. Normally you have to fish around for some hella vintage stuff that something doesn't work or whatever. But it's kind of rad. Like you don't have to grab a space echo, you can actually get a brand new one, which is...
Yeah, this is a dude in Australia doing this. And he's actually the guy that if you've got a broken old space echo, you'd ship it over to him and he kind of rebuilds them and refurbishes them.
So brand new, made in Australia.
Yeah, so we got this about just before lockdown actually. So it was a bit sad because it kind of came and then it was like, well, it's going in the... locked up studio for 6 weeks, but yeah, it makes it brand new, so it's I guess probably what a space echo would have sounded like fresh out the box, I guess. And there's some like fun little additions he's made to it. He's added spring reverb as well as a digital switch that we can do.
Do you know much about him on a personal level? Like, is he an engineer or?
I guess he's got an Australian accent.
Yeah, I guess he'd be a severe tech because. Like this bit we're looking at looks amazing with the tape heads
it's
and stuff.
It's precision.
But when you open it up, it's insane. It's like, that is just a box full of.
It looks like it's got four tape heads.
I think it does, yeah.
And maybe one for a race
head. It'll have a. No, it should have three tape heads, I think. It should have a record head, a race head, and three things. So, for those of you listening at home who want to know kind of what we're talking about, the old tape echo. Is literally a physical delay. So you've got three heads. The tape runs past one, prints it onto the tape, and as it reaches each consecutive head, it plays back off it, creating a delay. As we can hear with Johnny playing a little bit. Not Johnny, sorry. Big Hungry. So that is the sound of the tape passing across three little heads as he... And then I have a big knob here, which I can actually change the way these are configured, whether it hits the first head first, the second head first.
Take me into oscillation.
Oh. And then I have a fun switch which turns off the motor and makes it sound like it's a big old light vinyl slow down.
No,
I mean, this is endless fun, and I mean, you can plug anything into these guitars, vocals, drum machines.
It does become an instrument in itself, it really does.
Yeah, actually, someone sent me a cool little video the other day of someone's little, like, electron sequencer thing, and they were feeding it into it for some crazy ambient noise, which is pretty hot.
Who at Roundhead has used this piece of kit recently?
I did. We were using it on... Willie's here in the studio with us. We've been working on a No Cigar EP. We're using it on a bit of his vocals. We've been using it on some guitars. You can just feed stuff through it for the tapey sound. Just for that vibe, I guess. If you don't want to boot up the big tape machine, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Was this the first delay effect available?
Yeah, I think so.
Or was that just like probably actually a tunnel or a pipe?
Yeah, probably be like a long ass cable. But I think in terms of like probably an actual machine, probably, yeah, I think it was old Les Paul.
It seems like such a whack idea to come up with. It is a whack looking piece of machinery.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. This one was probably 70s or 80s, so this is definitely like the most advanced version I think they got of tape machines, but the earlier ones. I actually picked up a little, I don't know if I told you, I got that little Selma tape echo off Traby. Yeah. So that's a real early one, and that's like...
That needs a birthday.
Yeah. It has limited functionality, but it's also a vibe as well. But yeah, if you want to check out this guy's stuff, his name's EchoFix. You can find him on Instagram and the internet, probably.
Crap. Tape. How often do you have to replace a tape on here, do you think?
They reckon like 300 hours of playtime.
Okay.
And these tapes are pretty small and pretty cheap. Like, you can pick them up for, $40-$50 or something.
Do you
like
send
that.
It back to him to replace the tape?
No. He sent me a good couple of spares, like cleaning equipment and stuff, a little like manual of how to do it. The old ones actually had like the manual, like sellotape to the back of the lid, so when you flipped it open, you were just looking at how to clean and look after it, which was pretty cool. I mean this is brand new. It should be good for ages. But the old ones definitely need a lot of love and a lot of looking after.
Are there any famous songs that this has been used on?
I reckon this is probably like, this is, if there was like a staple bit of equipment in the studio, this is, you know, this would be your guy. And I mean, obviously Les Paul started it off, but then...
I'm actually playing Les Paul right now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Lee Scratch Perry, like all that dub stuff, you know, King Tubby, this is the classic, like sending snares off to it and just like crazy slow repeats. Oh, that's fast. We won. But yeah, I mean, because before these were around, you know, you couldn't make a delay effect. So I mean, the Beatles used them for their things, like Elvis. He's having a jam.
You can play to the effect. That's what's so fun about it.
Yeah. The Sun Records is the classic, where they actually ran the whole mix of the song through a tape delay and got that slapback, so everything's got the slapback on it,
right.
Which is pretty dope. It's pretty cool. But yeah, and I mean, they're still used today because you can get digital versions of them, but digital, you can't just like twist the knob and send Big Huggery into space.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And back again, and yeah. Hella cool. But I did send you some songs through. What do you got queued up first?
Was it Voodoo Child?
Any of those Hendrix songs. I think I actually sent you All Along the Watchtower, but I would be happy with a Voodoo Child. It's actually pretty good on the guitar in the intro of this song.
Fucking great excuse to play Voodoo Child.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Quite a buzz.
Yeah, quite impressed. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Quite a buzz, bro.
Jimi Hendrix.
Mm. Yeah, there's a little high-pitched frequency here.
What's this next piece of kit you've got?
Well, it's actually a custom-made piece, not for us. It was made by a guy called... What did we say his name was? Marcus Hannett?
Martin
Hannett, sorry.
You may know him. He produced bands such as... Joy Division.
Never heard of them.
What?
A Certain Ratio. Mm. New Order. The Happy Mondays. The Stone Roses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard of those guys.
Mm-hmm. So he made this.
Yeah. He was kind of renowned for, you know, like, I guess in that Beatles-y Abbey Road kind of way as well, like wanting something and kind of instead of trying to scour the internet that didn't exist at the time and find it, he just built it. And our assistant, Alex... just recently found a whole bunch. He was having like a, or someone who had his estate was selling all this crazy musical equipment on eBay, and she picked it up for a couple of $100, shipped it over here, and
oh my god!
I mean, you can hear there's a real high pitched ring in the room. It sounds like there might be a little bit of self oscillation happening.
Some weird theremin.
But we can still send Big Hungry to space with this machine.
Made by Martin Hennett.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be like an engineer and a producer, but then it takes it to another level when you're just building your own gear to make the record you're making. That's kind of, that's a bit wild for me. I'm not at that level yet. Maybe one day I'll graduate to...
Sylvia Massey's in that vibe.
Yeah, she's in that vibe. She's definitely in that vibe.
Do you have to get like a drug habit that equals Martin Hannett's?
Yeah, I reckon. You start like, you start imagining things, you know. It's probably like, I don't know. But yeah, so the difference with this bad boy is instead of it being a physical delay, it's an analog electrical circuit, which it stopped buzzing when I touched it.
It uses chips that kind of degrade naturally, don't they?
Yeah, it takes it and it kind of like copies the chip before it. So the chip goes, oh, that was cool, I'll copy you. And then the one after that goes, oh, I'll copy you. And it creates this little thing. But as it does it, it's like Chinese whispers. It kind of loses a little bit of the information on the way.
Well, they call it bucket brigade, kind of like a fireman like passing buckets to each other and a little bit of water falls
losing
out of each other.
Is that where it comes from? Yeah. Sick. Yeah. I did not know that. That's a great analogy. That's better than my Chinese whispers one. It's not called like the CWD. BBD, Bucket Brigade Delay. You probably may have heard of them if you're into guitars and things. With Memory Man Deluxe has a real classic Bucket Brigade that is quite sought after. Probably not quite as good as this one because it doesn't have a big high pitched whistle in it. Trying to put them on the edge of feedback without.
So with a custom build piece of kit like this, is it something you have any hope of getting like refurbed or?
Yeah, I guess. I know a very limited amount about electronics, but I think once you understand, once you understand kind of the basic concepts around these things, I think they're okay. I mean, a lot of techs I send stuff to insist on me having the schematics for things, like, you know, the draw plans of it. Otherwise, they, you know, can save them a heap of time and fiddling around trying to, like, work out how it all works and stuff. But this might be a whole nother kettle of fish. You got Martin Hannett's custom delay. It might be almost impossible to fix. Who knows? I mean, Alex had it open the other day and she was fiddling about with stuff and trying to, you know, do it up. It definitely sounded worse than this the other day.
Yeah, what we're using right now, the analog bucket brigade delay, is kind of what came about as a bit more of a reliable tape echo sound. And it is a very similar sound. It's pretty impressive what they got, really. Mm. I mean, the tape does kick all sorts of ass.
Yeah.
Is these come in pedal form, the size of like a Boss pedal. You can chuck it on your pedal board.
Yeah, totally, totally. I really appreciated your little jamming for me today. It's been great. Yeah.
Now, what else has been happening at Roundhead?
Well, Willie's up here. We'll be making a No Cigars debut EP, and we're just onto mixing that today. A couple of little vocals and things, so I think we'll head back and try to tidy that up. Yeah, couple of darts and a few beers, and we'll be away. But other than that, Kane Strang's been up. He's just about finished a record. Seen old Phaser Days in as well. She's got some stuff kind of on the way. I don't know.
So she's in New Zealand at the moment. Yep. Okay, that's good to know. Might get her up here for something.
Putting this out on air, but anyway.
Okay.
Sorry, Amelia. There's some great stuff on. We got Don McGlash coming back into the studio in a few weeks. We got actually the good old classic every year, Rock Quest. The finalists are about to be announced for that. That's always fun. Hopefully see some new breaking through bands, and there's always some goodies in there. Tom Rodwell. I'm not sure if it's Tom Rodwell in Storehouse, but he's coming in to make a big hot record. I think he's got about 2 weeks in the studio, which is pretty crazy.
We had him up at the end of last year, and it's fantastic, man. Just so good.
Yeah, he's amazing, eh? Mm. He's an amazing dude. I think he's got Chris O'Connor coming in to play some drums, and he's always a good time. What's happening this weekend? I think I got the weekend off this weekend, actually, which is pretty nice. Yeah, it's always a good time. But, you know, it's always that thing where people are like, hey, what have you been doing? And you're like, I don't know. Whatever. Recording, I guess.
Still partying with Migos,
yeah,
bro.
It's been a while, I mean, that story might come out one day. We'll see.
Should we play this Dr. Dog you've got?
Yeah, do you know these guys?
I do. Yeah. They had a song on playlist a couple of years ago. It was fantastic. I don't know this particular song.
This record's real cool, eh? Oscar from the Oats showed it to me. I don't know, is it 2018 or something, a couple of years ago anyway. But severe use of the tape echo on the vocals, especially in the intro. You can hear them mutating them to sound affected and stuff, but cool song. quite freaky.
I heard a couple of stories about them being just good fun dudes.
Yeah,
love
the
party.
There's a good couple of like behind the scenes of making the albums and documentaries of them on the tube, and yeah, it looks awesome. And they produced a couple other cool things that I enjoy as well.
All right, yeah. Hey, Paddy from Roundhead Studios, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you next week. Yeah.